Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today's subject. I'm looking forward to living in my car.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to living in my car, but right now it is the nephew here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Truck driver exchange. Truck driver exchange. Let's run that right now. Come on.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Franklin.
Yeah, this is Franklin.
Hey, Franklin, how you doing? This is Roosevelt giving you a call from Human Resources.
Human Resources? Hey, what's up, Roosevelt? What can I do for you?
All right, man. I'm calling you from Human Resources, Global Transit Partners, where you you've been driving trucks for us for quite some time now. What are you? You six and a half years right now?
Man, I'm 8 and a half years. He's 2 years short, baby.
Okay, 8 and a half years. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Enjoying this road life, man. I love working for you guys, man. The benefits is there. I mean, I'm surprised to get a call from you. I mean, hope everything.
Well, I'm sure you're on the road right now. You're probably driving. I wanted to give you a call. And is this a bad time? Or can you talk right now?
Yeah, I actually pulled over, man. I had to get something to eat, man.
Okay. So listen, let me tell you what's going on here with GTP. What we're doing is we are doing some job exchange, and some of the drivers that we have been pulled out of a pool. And some of you guys are going to be actually driving in different places now. So for the next 6 months, within the next 30 days here, Franklin, you're going to be driving trucks in South Africa. You're going to be for about six months. You're going to drive in South Africa.
Hold on. Yeah, listen, I ain't got no problem with South Africa, but y'all rather. Smart. I'm not going to no South Africa. I don't even know how to drive on the right hand side of the road, man. I love Africans. I love everything about Africa, but I'm not going. I got a family out here in the United States of America, and you're trying to tell me I got to go to South Africa. Come on, man. What type of are you on, man?
It's part of the job exchange, is what it is, man.
I don't know what type of job exchange I got going on, man. I don't want to be part of that job exchange. No, I'm not going to no damn South Africa. This is not happening, man.
Listen to me, Franklin. 6 months and you'll be back in the States, okay? Let me say
what
this.
What type
to you,
of National Geographic program y'all got going on, man? I don't know what y'all got going on that y'all calling me. I'm in the middle of the parking lot trying to eat me a cheeseburger from being on the road all night, and you talking about sending me to South Africa. What type of are you on, man? This some foreign exchange program y'all got going on? I'm not being part of this. You pulled my name out of pool like it was a to come tell me that I'm up to be driving in South Africa. This must be a joke. No, I'm not.
So this is a good thing though, Franklin. I think you're gonna like it.
No, it's not a good thing. What are you telling me? It's a good thing. I got wife and kids. What the are you talking about, South Africa? Do they even have roadways out there? I'm not going to South Africa. Are you serious? I'm not hearing this correct, brother. I'm not hearing this correct, Mr. Roosevelt.
My kid plays baseball, and you're telling me to go to South Africa?
Are you serious?
Okay, Franklin, hear me out here, man. Like I said, they pull names out of a pool, and you and about 15 other guys are going to be going to different parts of the world.
What type of pool you pulled it in? You better put me back in the shallow part. You going to the deep end pool? Man, get the I'm not going to South Africa. I am not going to South Africa. I'm not taking no malaria shots. I don't even got a passport. You want me to go to South Africa?
Well, listen to me, Franklin. We're going to get you all the shots you need within the next 30 days, so you'll be set to go. You
know, I'm not going to go to South Africa, and Trump won't let me back in the country because of y'all. I'll quit right now. I'm not going to South Africa.
It's a job exchange, Franklin. Okay,
let me say this. What type of job exchange? So what are we exchanging? You bringing South Africans over here, and then you bringing me over there? Y'all f*** around, leave me. I'm not going. My wife is not going to be happy about this. I'm not going. My son plays baseball.
Okay, but can I tell you this? That your salary actually doubles the 6 months while you're over there?
Don't try to tell me about that for South African dollars. Or American dollars. What is it?
It will be American dollars, Franklin. Franklin, it will be American dollars.
I'm not going to no South Africa. I am not going. Matter of fact, this is my last day in the road. Y'all can come pick up this rig in the parking lot because I'm not going to South Africa. I don't care how you spell it or you say it. I ain't going.
Okay, Franklin. Listen, you've been with the company eight plus years, and I just got to tell you, you are obligated. You've been chosen out of a pool. All you have to do is 6 months. You're going to get paid double. Your family's going to be fine. You'll be back.
And I ain't obligated to do but drive his truck like I do every day. I'm not going. You can't tell me about being obligated. Let me tell you what I'm obligated to do. I'm obligated to throw this truck in fourth gear and drive right through your human resources window because I ain't going to South Africa. And I keep telling you that. I told you that since you got on the damn phone. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. But let me ask you something, Franklin. You've been here with us for 8-some years, man. You don't want to continue your job here with the company?
I don't give a about this job right now, trying to send me overseas like you're setting me up for something. I ain't going. Matter of fact, let me turn this truck on right now. I'm coming down to see you, Mr. Roosevelt.
Okay, wait, hold on now. Do you know Jermaine Rivers?
Yeah, I know Rivers. But what do you got to do with it?
Okay, let me go on and say this, Franklin. This right here that you talking to is nephew Tommy. And your boy Rivers got me to prank phone call you. You just got pranked by your boy Jermaine Rivers.
Oh, that mother... Wait till I see... Rivers. So you ain't no Roosevelt, and I ain't got to go to South Africa.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. This nephew Tommy, man, I be listening to y'all on the road. Oh, Rivers, you want to play around? I'll when I put some sugar in your tank.
All right, Franklin, before we leave, man, tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all feeling me on this here? You know what I'm saying?
You're crazy.
Love truck driver.
Nailed it.
Yeah, we take a truck driver from here,
uh-huh.
United States of America,
yeah,
and we exchange him in Africa. You
uh-huh.
understand? He go over there and drive. He ain't having that, though. He didn't seem like he really wanted to go over there and drive.
No,
right.
Didn't sound like it at all. No,
it's just not a good time.
It's not a good time.
You know how to get the worst out of people, nephew. You really do.
I'm working on a new cut called, tell me what y'all think about this here.
Uh-huh.
Road tripping?
What is it?
Road tripping. A prank CD called Road Tripping. Because everybody tells me that they always listening to my pranks when they on the road trip.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So when they going on vacation, they got these long drives there.
Not a good idea.
Okay. No.
Why you say that, Steve?
Well, because the majority of people are not on a damn road trip listening to your CD.
Well, I think they going to be listening to it anyway, though, ain't they? They going to not listen to it because of the title?
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's your prank CD.
No, Steve, don't give up. That is not how you mentor people.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be one mentoring session with him and you through. Oh, yeah.
What is with your patience?
It'll be unsuccessful.
He just asked a question.
I know. He ain't going to listen to me.
Let that go.
You can come up with a name that's more indicative of your massive listening base.
Mm-hmm.
You're huge with the pranks. You're the king of pranks.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be something that majority of people ain't listening to your pranks on a road trip. Just the vast majority. You hear from people doing that, but, you know.
I like it.
All right, thank you, nephew.
Come on, team.
Thank you, Uncle Steve. Coming up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I'm looking forward to living in my car. We're going to get in the driver's seat of this one right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.